And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray along with Corey Sandin today. Rock Cod Rick's down at El Salto with Captain Frank down there doing a little bit of fishing this week, and we have a great show lined up for you. We have the entire team here from CCA California. Wayne, Chris, and Tony are here to talk about this great organization and all the hard work that they're doing to keep us fishing. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Exciting new 14-week fishing event from CCA California. It's the Star Tournament starting Memorial Day weekend and continuing through Labor Day. You could win one of 10 grand prizes, including a new special edition 18-foot center console Parker boat powered by a 150 Yamaha outboard. It includes a trailer, and it's all thanks to West Coast Marine Service and Costa Mesa. There's also a chance to win cool weekly prizes throughout the summer. All you do is catch a qualifying fish and then enter to win through the Fishing Chaos app. From bass to bluefin, you can enter up to 2 qualifying fish per category per day. Just as importantly, the Star Tournament supports CCA California and the fight for your right to fish. To sign up and check out the Star rules, visit ccacalifornia.org. It's only $40 to enter for CCA California members. Don't miss out on the Summer of the Star.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Phones, Matias. So when you guys call, you'll be talking to Matias. And welcome, Matias. Glad to have you on our Let's Talk Hookup Sports Grid team here. And speaking of a team, boy, oh boy, Wayne, the whole team is here today from CCA California, right?
Yes, we are. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, great to have you. And Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
And Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you guys. You guys work so hard. It's we were talking about the endless hours that you put in. And Wayne, you just, speaking of endless hours, you just spent 6 days up at the Pacific Fisheries Management Council meetings.
Up in Seattle.
Yeah, in Seattle.
In Seattle.
Wow, was it raining?
A lot of the days it was raining, it was cold, it never got above 50, low 50s the
nice.
Whole time, and the air was chilly.
Yeah. Well, how do you know? Because you were sitting inside most of the time, right?
Yeah, but we unfortunately, you know, they put it at a hotel that was extremely expensive, and we couldn't get in, so we stayed off-site, so we had to walk over every day and back.
And
so
back.
We were out in it, which was nice to get away from it.
So what happened?
A lot of things happened. This is the meeting that we talked a lot about, the future of groundfish and the future of salmon. And unfortunately, it ended up where California is going to close the ocean salmon season. And that's the vote that happened at the council meeting, and then that'll go to NOAA in the Washington, D.C. to approve it. And then the next step of that will be Department of Fish and Wildlife will recommend to close the inland waters in California for 2024, and that'll happen at the Fish and Game Commission meeting in May.
So now this was the same meeting that they did the rockfish regulations?
The future of the rockfish regulations. So in the last meeting back in March, they decided about the federal federal regulations on depth, time, and all of the chart that you see for California. And then what happened is we've been waiting since the March meeting for NOAA to put it in the Federal Registry. Concurrently, the Fish and Game Commission and the Department of Fish and Wildlife started working on the state side of the regulations. So they had to accept it, approve it, and then start it through the process of reg changes. And right now, it is still sitting at the Office of Administrative Law in California. And we're just waiting for them to give it the blessing, and then it's in. But right now, the federal side is approved because it made it through NOAA and it made it in the Federal Registry. So out in the federal waters outside of 3 miles, the federal regulations are live. But wow. In the state regulations, unfortunately, we're right on the cusp of...
So outside of 3 miles...
We're under the federal regulations.
The federal regulations, which is two per million. But if you're fishing within 3 miles, you can still take four?
Technically,
until the state adopts it.
Correct.
But,
okay.
But that could have happened.
It could happen tomorrow.
This minute.
It could happen to Monday.
Yeah.
We thought it would happen this last week. We thought Monday it was going to happen, and so you're starting to see, you know, the state put up, you know, things on their website and whatever. But the problem is until administrative law releases it, and they're ready to push the button and upload it. But it's a weird rag. Now, here's where it gets really weird. We knew that change up in the central coast where we created this 36 line, which is Point Lopez South, and we added...
Where is Point Lopez?
North of Morro Bay.
North of Morro Bay.
Okay. So it provided...
Like Big Sur area.
It provided an area for that Morro Bay Avila to join the southern region in its management.
Uh-huh.
So,
which is kind of a good thing for that central...
Well, we're trying to protect them because they got hurt because of the Quillback closure last year. Yeah. So the unintended consequences, good or bad, right? But what happened, it brought them down into us, and we tried to give them an extra month of time on the water, opening them up to April. But unfortunately, because of this state-fed thing, it got really confusing. Now, what the state did was they gave them a transit provision. In other words, you can go out and fish the federal waters, and as long as you don't stop in state waters, you can take those ground fish and transit to port with them.
Okay.
And then, because we have multi-day trips in our area, you were able to take your ground fish. If you had gone out on a multi-day trip, have ground fish on board, go into a state area, anchor up overnight as long as you don't fish, and you were able to keep those fish on board and go back out.
Which last year was different because if you went into Clemente to anchor up with ground fish, you were violated.
Yeah, so
that's a good thing.
Yes,
right?
But so there's these provisions we're trying to fix some of the unintended consequences of management, right? And the department's looking at it. Are they all fixed? No. Is it complicated? Yes. The timing of this one is just so hard because they waited such to the last minute that they couldn't make it through all of the state part in time for the April opener.
Gotcha. Are you confused yet?
I'm beyond confused.
Yeah. This is why. And if we're confused and we do it, it's just as bad outside. And this is why I just tell them right now, assume that the Fed limits are in place and stay out, you know, the 2 vermilion, just assume that's the law right now because it's going to be that way.
Yeah. And I guarantee you that the wardens have no clue either, right?
It's hard. It's a timing issue because of this thing.
I mean, no offense against the wardens.
No.
You can't blame them, right?
It's not their issue.
If at any time, and we tell everybody this, right now we have the new 365 license in place. We have the new CDFW license application for your phone. Please, please, please download that application. Put it on your phone. Here's why.
What app is this?
CDFW license. So it's the licensing application for your phone, your smartphone.
Oh, so you can actually have your license on your phone.
Yeah, you can now show your license on your phone, hunting and fishing. On your phone.
Did that just happen this year?
It just happened.
Okay. Give me the app again.
It's CDFW license.
CDFW license. Okay.
Yeah, you download that through Apple Play, Play Store, whatever you want. And then once you download that, you can bring up your licensing information.
Right there, okay.
On your phone. When it does, one of the things you can do is download the new formatted regulations. This is important. The reason why you want to do that is every time you want to look it up, it'll tell you if there's a new version to download.
In the region that you are?
For when regs change, it will tell you. Because right now, you won't know.
Yeah.
And they reformatted the whole book, and made it more user-friendly for our electronic devices. But the best part is that application will tell you if there's a new reg book to download, where if you just download it from their website like we can all do and have done in the past, it's static. They're, you won't know.
Yeah.
You'll have to go manually go check.
Sure.
So it's really a nice feature that they built into it. One feature. But the new formatting's good. It'll tell you where the regs are. You can do searches and stuff on it easier.
That's a great tip. So last week, last Sunday at Day of the Docs, which was a great day, a lot of people, great to see a lot of our listeners out there and having a good time and great weather. There was one of our listeners came up and said, how do I bring fish back from Mexico? Now, when we here in San Diego, we're fortunate that we can go over the border and catch still five reds. And but you must fill out a declaration of entry. Interesting story. This listener went to the DFW booth there and the guy, and he asked him about that, and the guy says, I have no idea.
Oh, jeez.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Can you believe that?
Yeah,
so,
it's a declaration of importation.
Yeah, so what's the process on that?
So when you go over the border, one, you have to have all of your requirements, right? If you're on your boat, you have to have all of that, and your fishing license. Before you come back over the border, you're technically supposed to fill out a declaration of importation. And then you're supposed to turn that in within 24 hours of return to port.
And you print that right off the DFW website.
Or you can go to the SAC website. They have
the SAC website.
Yeah. SAC's been very good.
Yeah.
Our sport fishing
on the Mexico tab.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have the form.
But
and
Zach,
there is a new form. If you're old like us, we have the old form.
Oh,
there is a new form.
Okay. It's just something you should have on your boat.
Always. And every person
and
has
fill
to
it
fill
out.
One out.
Oh,
not
each,
just boat.
Okay.
It's individuals.
Oh, each individual
yes.
on the boat.
Yes.
And if you cross with those fish back in the U.S., they stop you in San Diego Bay or Mission Bay or wherever.
So because our limits are different.
And you don't have that.
You're stuck to California law.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You then don't have the importation part of it done, so technically they're going to hold you to
California
law.
So,
right? Which are different rules and regulations
yeah.
and limits.
Because you can keep most any rockfish in Mexico.
Five of any one species,
yeah.
10 total in a bag,
yeah.
two bluefin.
Cow cod? Wayne, can you keep cow cod? We've had this debate for a while.
Did I open a can of worms?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Technically, no, but...
No, technically, yes.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's not as clean as you think it is in
okay.
regulations.
Okay. Yeah.
Technically, yes.
Yes. Yeah. And
wow.
Wayne printed the reg. But we're not encouraging you to do that. Because I think you'd probably have to go to court.
We are working on trying to open up a bag limit on cow cod right now because it's been deemed rebuilt in California in our waters, U.S. waters, and we have to. Well, we got the cow cod conservation area opened as of January 1 this year, so the area is open for the all depth limit and the deeper water access,
mm-hmm.
but there's no bag limit associated with that for cow cod. That is a different process that we're working on with the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Which is great news overall,
right.
because
yes.
initially it was going to take decades
it's
and decades to rebound,
well,
right?
70 years ahead of schedule,
yeah,
according to their
right.
schedule.
That's a beautiful
years.
Thing, actually.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
no, it's work in process. The hard part is we don't want to open up a bag limit and get there immediately, because they are slow growing.
Yes.
So how do you limit the amount that you're taking out and still provide the science needed to study the species correctly? Because right now there isn't a lot of money putting toward it because it was closed. So they don't have the study of age class and density and stock assessments and all that. So we got to get that to fill in the model to do fisheries management with.
Yeah. It's so
right.
crazy, all the rockfish stuff.
So
yes.
so I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
I want to clarify one thing because
yeah.
I don't want any of our listeners to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Technically, he says yes on cow cod. Technically, yes on black sea bass, too, right?
Technically.
But when I go fishing in Mexico, I am not going to keep a black sea bass. I am not going to keep a cow cod just because there's just such it's such a gray area.
It actually says in our regs not to take or possess in California. So understand that is a rule.
Yeah.
And you can't possess that fish. You can take it legally, but you can't possess it. So do the math, right, Chris? A little confusing?
Just stay away from them, please.
Just stay away from them.
Until we can get a bag limit opened in California.
Right, absolutely.
Keep it easier.
Yeah. One of the newest things, talking about rockfish, is the descending device, correct?
Correct. That is part of the federal regs and the state regs that you need to carry a descending device on your boat. And it says technically if you're ground fishing, but just carry a descending device and use them because you're only helping all of us out. It never looks good to have a bunch of fish floating around your boat.
No.
It's just not the right use of the resource. We're working really hard to keep our access and our bag limits to where they can for sustainable and responsible fishing. And part of the responsible part and sustainability is descending fish because it is proven to work.
Yes.
And it helps our mortality numbers. So what happens right now in ground fish is if they don't know and we aren't doing it, descending, we get any discard is 100% mortality in the table.
Right.
So it hurts us. But if we can prove that we're being socially responsible anglers with descending devices, there are certain species that they've already done enough studies on that we get the credit for survival of those releases.
Yeah.
And that helps our numbers.
That's
good. We need the help.
Yeah, for sure. So, Chris and Tony, let's talk about Star Tournament. I know your days are probably like just overwhelmed with star stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And nobody's more than most.
Days more than most.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is the Star Tournament doing?
Star Tournament is doing phenomenal. It hasn't started yet, but we just came out of our show season just Sunday at Day at the Docks. We were at six shows this year.
Wow.
That's six
crazy.
Shows. Yeah.
Busy. That was a good day, too.
Yeah, that's at it. Yeah, but Star's going, phenomenally well. It was so rewarding for me, at least, just to see all of our supporters, members, followers, all that really just respond to Star, and it's fantastic. We usually do show packages and all that. I think, Tony, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think, we did the math. 70% of people that purchased show packages at the shows opted in Star.
How
which
cool.
Is phenomenal.
Yeah, some shows it was more. 70%. It was almost every single person.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer.
And it's another $40, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
And you're in for the whole summer.
The whole summer.
$40. 14 weeks of fishing and entries.
And what are the prizes, Tony?
Oh, man. Well, let's start from the top. So the big mumbo-jumbo prize is the 18-foot center console Parker. It comes with a 150 Yamaha.
Crazy.
And the trailer. So the beauty about this tournament, it's not based off of how big the fish is. You know, someone who catches a 28 minimum halibut or 18-inch calico, you guys are all in the same pool as someone who's catching 200-pound bluefin.
Right. That's cool. So it's not the guy that goes out every day that necessarily is going to have the advantage over the guy that can only fish once a week or once a month or whatever, right?
I mean, that would help, it just takes one.
Yeah.
It just takes one fish.
It's the lottery.
Yeah, for sure. So want to thank Nick over at West Coast Marine for providing that and the good people at Yamaha for the motor, too.
And Parker Boats.
Yep, and Parker Boats, all part of that.
Dude, an 18-footer with 150 horse?
I have an 18 Parker. It's such a great boat.
With a 150, though?
Corey, have you seen our boat?
This is the new model.
Have you seen our boat?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a new special edition, right?
Yes, the brand new. I think I talked to Nick the other day. I think it's like almost a foot wider or something, or maybe a little less than a foot wider.
Oh, wider?
So, yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So
that's which is a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, speaking as the person towing this boat to all the different shows,
yeah,
rides phenomenally.
But what's the beam on that now?
Man.
Is it 8?
I have no idea.
Close to it, probably.
Close to it.
Yeah.
So I have a Parker Bay boat with a 150, a 21-foot with a 150,
right.
And I do over 30 miles an hour just cruising. Like, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Well, my 18 has a 150.
Oh, it does.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it goes, I mean, as fast as you want to go.
That's why I was on your rocket ship.
Yeah.
You know, Corey, that 18-footer is going to go really well with that 21.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
I like it.
So how do you get into the Star Tournament?
Really, really simple. If you haven't gotten in at the shows, just go on our website, either ccacalifornia.org/star, or even join cca.org. Click on the Star Tournament button, and you can opt in there.
Plus, if you're a member, it's just $40.
Correct. Yeah.
If you're not a member, you've joined CCA, which you should be anyway.
Yep. If you're not a member or your membership is expired or for whatever reason, it's $80. Plus, we're going to be at so many different events we have so many different events going on as well. You can literally just come to any of our events and opt into STAR right then and there.
And you will be at our the Dana Landing event on May 4th that's coming up. And you'll be there, and we'll be broadcasting there.
So. We'll be there. Our boat will be there as well. Yeah. So it's cool. You got to come check out the boat.
Hey, I want to be the first to announce that Benny Florentino is going to be there. He'll be on the show with us in the morning, and then Benny's going to do a seminar there on May 4th. So always good to see Benny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
That's fun. So so the STAR tournament, so explain, when you say a 28 minimum halibut, so regulations are 22, but it has to be 28 to enter the STAR, explain it. And then the bass situation, explain that.
Yeah, so there's because of this tournament, there has to be some sport, right?
Right.
So there's five different categories of fish that will qualify you. So your saltwater bass, so your sand bass, your calicos, your spotties. For the tournament, for the sake of the tournament, as long as it's minimum 18 inches.
Ooh, it's a good bass.
It's a good bass.
Yeah.
It's a solid bass. So that'll get you an entry. You can do two per category per day.
How do you enter these fish?
So when once you guys are registered with us for STAR, you're going to download Fishing Chaos. So it's an app that does tournaments all over the nation. It's a highly accredited app. So you'll download Fishing Chaos. You'll create a little profile, ideally using some of the same information that you use for your CCA account. Once you're into Fishing Chaos, when you take your pictures, that's the site that you're going to use to upload your pictures to.
Which is super cool, because you kind of glossed over it, but the pictures are taken with a given ruler, and the fish can be released and put right back. Most tournaments, I mean, you know, in my time have been bring the fish in your live well that have been on the boat for 8 hours, and you know, cross your fingers that they survive when they're released at the dock, right? Well, I mean, given the fact that most of them kind of struggle. I mean, let's just be honest, right? But to be able to do this and release the fish immediately, if that's what you want to do, is the coolest thing on the planet, seriously.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good way of doing it, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're helping out a good cause, too.
Yeah, right. And all the prizes. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
I was going to say, we only touched on the one.
Yeah,
I mean, we have nine others, too.
What are some of the others?
Oh, man, we have a couple of Alaska trips in there from Pacific Sport Fishing Alliance and Sitka Fish. We have a Cedros trip in there as well. We also have a electric motor from Newport Motors from our good friend Howie. And you know, all kinds of good stuff. But you know, ultimately, we're going to do this, as Tony mentioned, as a lottery. So ultimately, the more fish you submit, the greater chances you have in winning those 10 prizes, or any of those 10 prizes. Plus, on top of that, we're going to do weekly prizes as well. So if you submit a fish, say week one, you're going to be qualified to enter into that week's grand prize. And those are going to be where we have the rod and reel combos, the gift certs, you know, we have Costa sunglasses, reels, all good stuff.
Nice. Yes. How exciting. So exciting. And this is a tournament that CCA National has been doing in several states, ultimately successful. And as it grows, the prizes are going to get bigger.
Yes.
Like, I think, like, Wayne, in Texas and Louisiana, I mean, some of the prizes are Florida.
Multiple boats, trucks, cars, ATVs.
Yeah.
We're going to
get there. This tournament specifically, though, in California, it's almost like a brand new concept to STAR, because they don't have the same fishery as we do, obviously.
Ah.
So the way that we're doing it, a lot of the other states are actually watching us and how we do it.
Okay.
So we could be breaking ground on something completely new.
Yeah.
And that even includes, you know, something as simple as building the app, too. Because that's been taking months and months and months.
I can imagine.
It's a brand new...
The Fishing Chaos app, you mean?
Correct, yeah. So it's a brand new format.
So you build your own format on that Fishing Chaos to match the STAR tournament.
Kind of. So between CCA National and Fishing Chaos, they're building a new way to do the STAR tournament.
Gotcha.
So just, you know, groundbreaking in many different ways.
Yeah, cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about, Corey.
A lot to cover.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Like, good times, for sure, and having the whole crew in here from CCA. And if you want to join us, got a question, I'm sure there's a lot of them that want to come down for Wayne, right?
Yeah.
Like rockfish and salmon and everything beyond.
Good luck.
He's wiping the sweat off his forehead as we speak. Give us a call, 213-432-1090. Or if you want to join us via the app, is send a text. You can do so. Make sure you do leave your name and telephone number, a way to contact you. Because at the end of the show, check this out. We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
Wow. And I think he's getting ready to run.
Getting close.
Right?
Yeah, he put a brand-new deck on, did a ton of work on the San Diego, and he's itching.
I mean, could it be any better? I guess it's going to be, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so join us. 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app, send a text that way. And when we return, we're going to have more with Wayne and the crew, the CCA. When we return on Let's Talk About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
They're coming through like
really
crazy, right?
But there's two really good texts I just saw with no name.
You're kidding me.
No name.
Come on.
No name, no phone number, no city, where you are.
Let me explain.
No soup for you.
You're right. Let me explain. You want to leave your name and telephone number when you send us a text. It's a one-way thing. There's no other way for us to know who it is, right? And at the end of the show, we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego.
Yeah.
And we're going to flip a coin.
Yeah.
So to explain that, between our callers and texters, we pick a potential winner on each side, and we flip a coin at the end of the show. We'll have Tony do it. We'll give Tony the honorary deal there. And between that coin, we'll figure out whether it's a text or a caller.
Now, Tommy P. just sent me a text saying that we actually had four spots open up on our Tony Reyes six-day Midriff Island adventure.
You're kidding me.
Next Sunday, a week from tomorrow. Can you believe that?
Fishing Cabrilla?
Yeah. Are you kidding
Cabrilla,
me?
Yellowtail, and oh my gosh, fishing's been insane down there too. Fantastic. So, if you want to go next Sunday, and it comes back on Friday, call the Longfin and Orange, 714-538-9300. Ask them, let's talk Cookup trip. We have some beautiful prizes from AFCO that everybody's going to get the sample on the trip, thanks to AFCO and the good people there. But yeah, Tony Reyes, and I've been on. Have you ever been on one of those?
Yes.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Going July or August.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a little too hot for me.
Yeah.
But this
yeah.
is a great time of the year because of the Cabrilla. Oh my gosh, the Cabrilla, because it's been untouched for months.
Mm-hmm.
And good yellowtail fishing. Have you ever been on one of those?
I haven't been on those, but obviously I fished the Cabrilla.
Oh yeah.
And there is no better
better eating fish on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, I always have to harvest a couple of them. They're the best.
But basically, you sleep on the boat. It's like a mothership operation.
It's a skip
and you fish on pongas, three per boat, and you go to these incredible magic islands, the Midriff Islands, that nobody goes to.
Places you can only go by this trip.
And this is the only boat that does it. And the trip is, I keep telling Tom, I was like, Tom, you got to raise the prices on these things.
Yeah. Don't raise the prices.
It's so reasonable. I mean, even with the inflation and the craziness, it's really weird. So if you want to go with Tommy and the group on Sunday, that's a week from tomorrow, call the Longfin on that 714-538-9300. You can actually book online at thelongfin.com and do that, too. So thanks to Tommy for reminding that. And let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Let's do it, Pete. How about John? John Cohn from Escondido, first in line here. Thanks for joining us, John.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I signed up at the PCS show with Tony for a lifetime membership. So thank you guys very much for everything that goes with that. I get to go to the Absinthe House for free and everything. But, Corey, you won from the kids in Rollo. What'd you pick?
Yeah, how about that?
How did you know that? It was on the Rollo site?
No, I was there. He was number two.
They drew it at the day at the docks last week.
Yeah. I was so fortunate.
They did.
You were number two.
Number two, dude. Can you believe it? So,
yeah.
Out of all those cool things, Cedros Island, a trip on the Royal Polaris, Katmai Lodge, $2,000 on gas is already taken by number one. So, right?
And by the way, congratulations to the chef, Mike Nell, from the Red Rooster 3. He won the gas. So he took your prize.
He's
going to get $2,000 in gas from Summit Gasoline.
So, John, out of all those cool things, I chose probably, well, I don't want to say lesser because it's going to be the most enjoyable for me and my wife, is the Adventures in Camping in the Sierras with Ryan Dorr. Adventures in Camping, where they deliver the trailer.
Right.
That was such
a great adventure.
Can't wait.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful, beautiful year this year to do the Sierras because it's so prolific up there. We're actually going to hear from Ryan later on the show today about Adventures in Camping. Of course, the opener is 2 weeks away from today, and he's going to be talking about adventures and camping, how you can get in up on the Sierras and all that stuff. So congratulations on that, Corey.
I'm so stoked. And I know there's a boatload of people like yourself and others that would enjoy the RP. And, yeah, I mean, we're pretty darn spoiled and get to enjoy so many things. I knew there was a million people that would have enjoyed Katmai and the RP and Cedros Island, and they're things that we get to enjoy. So, yeah, thank you, John.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for your call, John. Appreciate that very much. You have a great text?
I don't have it uploaded
right
now.
I actually have one right now.
There's a ton of them, though.
There's a ton of them, yeah. Chris in San Marcos says, what's going on with the salmon fishery in Northern California? Is there going to be a closure? And we already talked a little bit about that.
What's going to happen on salmon is on the ocean side of that, they voted at the council this week for California to close the salmon's fishery. So that'll go to NOAA for an official approval and then Federal Registry documentation. And the salmon is closed on the ocean. And then at the Fish and Game Commission meeting, CDFW will recommend to close the inland fishery at the May meeting. So that it's in play that there will be no salmon fishing this year in California,
which is crazy sad and kind of a different thing, right?
Frustrating.
But there you go. That's a perfect way to say it. But those trips like to Canada and going to Queen Charlotte Safari, we're completely blessed because we get to keep those king salmon,
and it's a higher limit in Canada too.
I mean, it just makes it that much sweeter.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Please.
Good
stuff. And thank you.
Hey, here's another text here. And unfortunately, no phone number, no name, so no prize for you. Hello, are you able to purchase hunting and fishing licenses on the app? And can you show your license on the app as proof of license?
The new application is live and legal to show your fishing license.
So you don't have to
carry
hunting
license from it. What it does is it has a link to purchase your fishing license And I would suggest, now that we have a 365 fishing license, that you also apply with the auto renewal. That way it'll come up on the on the application that your license is coming up, and it'll automatically renew for you as long as your credit card's still good.
If you buy your license at, say, Turner's Outdoorsman or Fisherman's Landing, can you do the auto renew?
I don't know if they can.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, you have to buy it online.
I think you have to sign on to the app. So you can do it from your phone on the app, or you can do it through a website for the auto renewal part, at least, because it's you setting up an account.
Gotcha. All right. So just be aware of that. But I will say this. If you buy it at Fisherman's Landing or Turner's Outdoorsman, they will send you an email connected to you. I don't know how they knew, but they said your license is up for renewal. I don't know how they knew that, but because now with the 365, you don't know. So you better make a note on
just
your calendar.
Our Mexican license. Yeah. You just got to train yourself.
Got to make a note on your calendar for sure. All right. Let's jump back on the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. How about Mo, the one only Mo in Vista? Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, Wayne, how about our abalone? We hear any more about harvesting abalone?
Yeah, unfortunately, right now, all abalone is closed in California. We tried to get de minimis fishing up in Northern California for the Reds. Took it through the Fish and Game Commission, and unfortunately, we were not successful on that. It's not over, I don't believe. But right now, as far as blacks, whites, greens, and reds down in southern, central, south, it's going to be a while. They have not come back, and most of that problem right now is being proliferated by the lack of the kelp coming back. So until the kelp comes back, they just don't have a habitat to work in.
And I think there was some type of worm or something that ate the shells, and there was like a die-off.
We had a
withering
foot problem a long time ago.
Yeah.
But all these different issues are compounding the issue. And unfortunately, right now, what we're seeing is not an effect of the fishermen. It's the effect of the environment. The warm water blob, the kelp die-off, the sea urchin issue. It just was a
compounding issue.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we're having to manage around that. It wasn't a fishing issue. It was an environmental issue.
Yeah.
And they take a long time to come back.
Yeah, for sure. It's a cycle.
Yes.
It's a cycle.
Speaking of cycles and environments, I was reading this morning about how starting this fall we're going to have a pretty big La Nina event. So in other words, the El Nino is gone, right? Tony, you probably read about this too. And it's going away. I think we're still going to hopefully have the effects of El Nino this summer here. But in the fall, they're talking about a pretty hefty La Nina, which should help kelp. And we hope. Cooling the waters, and that's what the kelp likes. The advantage of that, of course, for us here is chances of hurricanes down in southern Baja and here are less. Chances of hurricanes in the East Coast is way more. So it has good and bad effects all over. But that's what the supposed forecasters are starting to predict now is that a transference from a El Nino condition to a La Nina.
Which is crazy, Pete, because just 5-6 months ago they were predicting the strongest El Nino.
It's the opposite, right?
Yeah, 6 months later.
So think about next month what they're going to say.
It was just last week you had Ali and Yosef on here, and Ali was claiming it was this huge El Nino effect for this year, right?
Yeah.
So it the predictors are just that. They're just signs, but when it happens, you know, I mean, all billions of dollars we use in weather forecasting and look outside.
Yeah, exactly. The good news is there's bluefin out there right now. I saw several of the boats leaving the dock yesterday afternoon, evening for bluefin hunts. Hopefully we'll hear from somebody today on the bluefin grounds, because although we have some overcast and maybe a little slight bit of rain, there's not a lot of wind. So
I look at it a little differently.
Yeah.
You can talk about the models and trying to predict it. Mother Nature is Mother Nature. Watch what's happening on the water.
Right.
Look at the change between the sardine and the anchovy, the brown bait coming back in. If you watch for bonita and barracuda, if you watch the cycles, the squid, the red crab, those are all cycles that we go through within the environment, which will tell you what
Going on. Wayne, you're saying that, and we all understand it because we love the ocean and spend our life on the ocean, but scientists, they absolutely hate hearing Mother Nature, and they hate hearing
that side of it because they want to be able to dictate. And
yes. Yeah, right. I don't know. I'll leave it at that.
It's pretty crazy.
I'll step down. All right.
Hey, we're going to be right back. More technical stuff when we return from the whole CCA thing and everything going on. We'll be right back on the Let's Talk Hook Up after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
San Diego, if there's one thing we like, it's choices. And with a Ford F-150, you have a range of pickups for any job. With great offers on a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability. Whether that job is getting heavy things where you need them to go, getting things done, or going from 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds, tough, this smart, and capable can only be called F-150. Get ready and go get your own. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato, Doe, Pride, Polaris, Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Let's talk hookup, and so much stuff happening in the studio. It's crazy. You want to join us, a couple ways to do it. Telephone 213-432-1090. You can join us on the phone or text via the app, only done through the app. And it's a one-way deal, so make sure you do leave your name and number. And at the end of the show, we're going to flip a coin. Tony's going to do that. Decide whether it goes to the caller or texter, a free trip, full day on the San Diego.
Yeah, which is going to start running here very, very soon. I know Ryan's very anxious to get that rolling here. Western Outdoor News this week, full of good stuff. You know, as we enter more in the fishing season, they have a lot of good stuff. Of course, the Rockfish Opener, a lot on that, and the Fish and Game Commission changes. It's detailed in Western Outdoor News. Thanks, Merritt, for that. Merritt's been working very, very hard with SAC on putting that together. So that's in Western Outdoor News this week, and talking about the ocean salmon season and more. So be sure to check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. And Corey, you said you had a good text?
Yeah, I do, actually. You know, there's a few of them coming in for sure. And
I have a good one here.
I have it right here.
You have it? Okay.
Any word on opening the MPAs behind the Channel Islands for the pelagics? Last year, the tuna were in the footprint, and it was illegal to fish them. And that comes from Chris in Oxnard.
So, Chris, we are in the middle of what we call the MPA Decadal Review. And the Fish and Game Commission and the Department of Fish and Wildlife have developed this new process where we have filed, everybody has filed petitions for changes to the MPA network or regulations, enforcement, habitat, and those kinds of things. There were 20-plus petitions turned in with over 80 action items in it, and one of them turned in was to open up pelagic fishing along the Channel Islands. So what we are in right now is the process. Department has all of those petitions have been referred to them by the Fish and Game Commissioners, and they are now in the process of figuring out which ones they can do, which ones they need to do more study on, or which ones they may hopefully deny. And then we'll know more about that. So in the last MRC meeting, it was the department just telling us about what process they're going to go through. Hopefully we'll hear more this coming week at the Fish and Game Commission up in San Jose as to where the department may stand on some of the more low-hanging fruit things that we could do right now versus stuff that they're going to take a little bit longer to study.
I mean, that just makes sense. I mean, it makes common sense, right?
Like, it does. We're hoping it lands on the lower hanging fruit limb because we've been talking to them about this as a simple regulation change.
And it seems simple, but what falls under the term pelagic? I mean, it's tuna. Is it yellowtail?
Yes.
Yellowtail, but white sea bass?
No.
White sea bass is like an inshore.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is this will really, I believe, will come down to more of the law enforcement agencies part of it, seeing how they can regulate it.
Okay, very good. I have another good text here, and it's regarding the Star Tournament. Good morning. This is Marty from Alta Loma. Had a question regarding the Star Tournament. I renewed my CCA membership at the PCS show and signed up for the Star Tournament at the same time. I'm having trouble accessing the Star site. Might you have a person to contact that can assist me with accessing that site? Thanks in advance.
Yeah, Marty, good question. So when it comes to anything membership-related or Star-related, you can always reach out to any of us. All of our email addresses are on the ccacalifornia.org site. Or better yet, if you want to talk to someone, actually you can call CCA National, and they have all the questions there. Their line is on their website as well, down in Houston.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they'll know about our Star Tournament?
They have a whole staff dedicated to membership in Star.
No kidding.
How
cool. Wow. Yep. And they know, even though this is new, they have dedicated people that will understand our differences between the other states.
Correct.
They're deeply involved in the dynamics.
Are they?
Of
you know that for sure, right, Tony?
Yes.
Right?
We have weekly conversations with them.
Do you? Yeah.
We're actually going to go see them this week.
So. And I'm going to add, and as you guys know, that's why we're involved with this great organization, is because, you know, part of your membership goes to CCA National to support these, to support the whole effort. And they have such a background with what's going on with CCA and everything. They have many, many years of experience, more so than any of us that have been involved with CCA since the onset. They understand what we're doing here in California, right, Tony?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's their job.
Yeah. I mean, they've been around as an organization for almost 50 years.
Wow.
So, and we've been around since 2015, which we're going on almost 10 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy, right? That's cool. Has it been that long, Wayne?
9 years of this.
Feels like 20, but...
Yeah, but it's a big job.
A few more gray hairs.
Yeah.
At least you have here.
Join the club. Hey, let's jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. How about Tom? Tom in University City. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I really appreciate the work that CCA is doing. I just wanted to share my take on conservation. I actually feel like the reason we have such a healthy fishery is because we have regulations and we have limits. And although it's frustrating when, you know, they overcorrect sometimes, I actually appreciate all the regulation because I feel like our fishery is going to be there for our kids. So I just wanted to, you know, but we don't want to be anti-regulation. I just wanted to provide that perspective.
Tom, you are absolutely correct. And the whole point to what we're doing, why we work so hard, is because we want a responsible and sustainable fishery. But the problem that we have is we're running into the problem of the lack of science that's supposed to drive the fisheries models. So while we believe in the science and we want the science to drive the models, what's happening in some cases is, whether you're at the state or the federal level, they're not doing that part of the job, and they're doing statistical modeling, and that isn't the way we want to do this. When they use that term, best available science, it's the most frustrating thing ever, because in our cases, a lot of times, it's the lack of the science that's driving the models. So if you don't have data of reproduction, of recruitment, age class studies, if you really don't know what's going on out there from a science perspective, if you haven't done the sampling, then they're statistically having to extrapolate that data, and that's where we get stuck, because the data out of a statistical model doesn't reflect what we're seeing on the water. So then what happens is, because we have to be conservative in our fisheries management, we get hurt. And that's the frustration that we're running into. There's nobody that's going to disagree that fisheries management and regulations are the way to go for sustainability. So we don't overfish, so that we don't get to the levels that people keep claiming that we're at. We have one of the most robust fisheries in the world because we are heavily regulated.
And we live in a, you know, Baja California, which is extremely fertile, and that's why all the blue whales and all the, that's why everything's in our backyard.
Right. If it wasn't healthy, why you
Japanese,
would not have all this life.
Sardines. Sardines. Don't get Wayne going on that one.
Poor Corey.
But it's so easy for anybody to take data, to take that data and misconstrue it to what they want.
Yeah.
To mold it to.
Yeah, you can always take data and statistically model it the way you want it to turn out, right? That's unfortunate.
Which is
that's
the scary
not what
part.
We're trying to say.
Yeah.
What we're trying to say is do the work so that we have good data to feed into the model so that we can make good management decisions. If we trusted the data and the models, then there shouldn't be an argument on any side, because we'll know what to do.
And we're all conservationists in our own way, right?
We're the first ones to say, if it's bad and we see it crashing, shut it down. We have always tried to take that bullet.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Talcott. We did it with Boccaccio, whether we agreed with it or not. You know, we're doing it with vermilion. We're doing it with the copper. We're doing it with salmon. We took and up north, we did it with the sheephead. We took our foot off the pedal because they told us we were hitting the limit too hard. We did it. We're doing it. But we have to be respectful that we trust the data, that they do the work.
Right.
And what we're finding now is that's part of the issue, which is why there's so much of our coalition that are working to fix that part of the problem. Because what we do today in studies and sampling affects us 3 to 5 years from now.
Yes.
It's time-based studies.
Right.
And right now we recognize those problems as being the issue why we're here right now with these restrictions.
Yeah, for sure. And Alex, thank you for bringing up that point. I think it's it needs to be said that think about a world without regulations in our fisheries and how bad our fisheries would be if we didn't have these regulations in place, because there's people that just don't care.
Well, it's not the 90%. The 90% of us would be willing to...
I'm going
to
say 95%, 98%.
Well,
right?
And I'm saying that on an honest level, but it's only that 2 to 5% that would screw it up for us,
right? Yeah. Think about if there were no... If they didn't regulate lobsters. I mean, there'd be no lobsters left. People would be taking everything. Think about if they didn't regulate white sea bass. Think about if they didn't regulate bass. Everything that...
Well, we were there with the white sea bass, right, back in the 60s and 70s. I mean, and same thing with abalone. There's so many species that we could go to on the freshwater side, right?
Yeah.
If we didn't have hatcheries and regulations, we wouldn't have any trout to fish for.
Yeah, for sure.
They would have gone.
And I'm going to go a step further with that, is that, you know, Department of Fish and Wildlife is so understaffed, and they just don't have the personnel to bust the people that are hurting us. The small percentage that they're hurting the people, the 98% of us that abide by the regulations and want a future for our fishery. So if you see somebody violating the law, CalTIP. Call them
up. It's right there.
Report them right there, and that preserves the future of our fishery.
So just so you know, there's multiple ways to do it. You can call it in. There's the 888 number. There's the TIP 411 text, and there is an application you can download for your phone.
TIP 411 text.
Yeah. There's
so TIP 411, and you can text the violator.
You can text it. But the one that I really stress right now is, because we're all phone-centric and application-centric,
right.
Use the smartphone, download the CalTIP app. You can still do it anonymously. But what happens is we all pull out our phones and take pictures and do everything. You're not, don't approach. But everybody thinks that you call a tip line and it's Johnny on the spot 911. It's not like that. We don't have that level of enforcement officers out there. But what we're doing is we're building a case. We're helping them to do something for us.
Right.
So as you see something happen, take a picture, take a video, and put it on the app, because what you're doing is building a case for the law enforcement wardens to follow up on, and then that also could be help used when we try a case for the DA. And that, so it's building a case file.
Yeah.
So using the application is a very good process going forward.
And these violators are not one-time violators. They're repeat offenders. So they're going to do it again, and they're going to get caught.
Yeah.
And the more, the more evidence they have to put these guys, either fine them or put them in jail or whatever, most likely it's a fine, but not jail, but the better it's going to help our fishery.
We're doing all of this work because we're trying to be responsible and we want sustainability, and they're just hurting our efforts for success.
Absolutely.
Why would you want that? I mean, otherwise, why are we working so hard?
Yeah, right. Sure. I agree with you. All right. You have a good one there, Corey?
I've got a good text for sure. Yeah. And this high guy up here in Southern Oregon, and we're allowed to keep two Ocean Kings a day from May 1st to August. What is CCA's take on the Klamath Dam's removal fiasco? And listen to your show every week. And it comes from Todd in Southern Oregon.
So the Klamath Dam removal...
That's like a whole other can of worms.
It is another can of worms. What's happening is they're removing the dam so that the fish have a better chance to get back up the river. It's a long-term approach to a bigger problem. Right now, we're going to live the pain as they remove those dams, that all that soot and crap that were behind the dams are being flushed down the river to the ocean. So it's going to take a while. We have another dam being removed this year, but it's a long-term game. The state and the Department of Fish and Wildlife put out a salmon rebuilding effort document early this year, and it explains everything that they're doing on water management, on habitat, and hatchery program. They're investing a lot of money on new hatcheries for salmon in California. So there's a concerted effort, and there's money getting put behind the salmon rebuilding because they've recognized the level of problems that we have in California with salmon and how important it is to us.
And it's not just from the fishermen. It's from the environment. It's from where we put dams. I say we because we're all a part of it, right? But those dams were put there and actually stopped the migration routes.
Yeah, and they tried to use the ladders and stuff to get them to come around it, but it's not the same.
Work.
Yeah. It's not the same.
Good sea lion food, most of the ladders.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's a big effort. If you want to know, actually, you can do a Google search on the salmon rebuilding, and you can look up that document. It's actually a pretty good read.
Interesting. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We're going to be right back with the CCA team when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable. From the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever-drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever-drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force and produce produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protect technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limit. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.